This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Michael Allen,
one of our loyal listeners until this episode is over, in which case he'll then be posting stuff on Facebook where he hates us completely.
No.
We have one of our frequent guest co-hosts, Jay Randall Murphy. We have Gene and Chris, and we're trying to sort out the state of the world and then some. Chris, why don't you pick up on it so I can follow the crisis here.
Okay, good luck with crisis management there, Gene. Randall, we haven't really heard much from you this whole segment. You've been kind of sitting back, I can see, stroking your chin going, Where do you come down on this? Do you think it's an important case? Do you think we've actually learned anything about the government's counter-espionage process in terms of ufologically based or tinged subjects, cases, events, claims, that sort of thing? Do you think it's giving us a window into the thinking and procedures and, I guess, tactics and list of reactionary sort of methodology that Air Force intelligence and possibly government counterintelligence operatives use in cases of this sort? Do we know anything new and different? What do you think?
Well, we know that he's trained in counterintelligence. That seems reasonable enough to believe. And if we believe that, then we can say, well, disinformation is a mixture of fact and fiction. So what we're getting is kind of a mixture of fact and fiction. That's exactly what I heard. We know that certain things happened, but then there seems to be certain things added onto it or perhaps embellished to some degree.
Or left out.
And but the interview itself, I think the most important thing about it is its contribution to UFO lore in general, in the sense of ufology as a field. We have a very interesting character with a very interesting past, regardless of whether it's true or false. The various stories and claims that are made are fascinating in and of themselves, whether they're true or false or not. The colorfulness of him as a character in the ufology landscape is very interesting. And that's what I enjoyed most about the show and listening to the show.
When you say that it's a mixture of fact and fiction, and I'm in agreement with that, I think I'm on the same page. I got to go back and I look at from a point of view of the three different types of speech acts. And this is just a micro level. This is one human being to another. You can think of it at a greater level, the more macro level, as an organization to another human being or to a group of them. But you have, a speech act is that where it's the meaning of what you're saying is the actual meaning, and there's nothing else coloring it. There's no underlying tone. There's nothing. And then there's the illocutionary, where you're trying to say something to give somebody like an effect. You're trying to convince them or persuade them. I think that's the third category, which is where you persuade or you try to convince, but it's what you're saying is not really what you meant. In other words, what you
mean. So inference, you're inferring something, as an aside, sort of a subliminal prompter or a subliminal ammunition to infer something that's unspoken.
And that may be the other one, but more precisely, I'm saying something because when I say it to you, I know what effect it's going to have on you. And you can expand that notion to the concept of groups. And I think that when you look at these three types of acts and you look at what's going on, and I have to go back to saying, well, okay, what was the intended outcome? What happened? And I think, Randall, you've pointed out, hey, it shut him up. It got rid of him. And the question I ask is that really true? Did that really shut him up? I mean, in other words, was that really the intended act of the intervention that the FOSI went, and how they involved themselves? Was that really the outcome? I just don't know that that is. Again,
well, I think not only did they succeed in their particular agenda and the scope and goals of their agenda, but I think that they went one step beyond and started having fun with it. They kind of milked the process. I think they could have wrapped up the counterintelligence project a lot quicker than they did, but they played around with it. They had fun with it. And then with the, if you can believe this at face value, the injection of other agency interest, according to
Doty, the NSA.
The NSA was interested, then perhaps then it became even more extended and more played out with some sort of point counterpoint, sort of spy versus spy type scenario out of Mad Magazine, which the unintended consequences may have then sort of morphed into the whole Dulce base scenario. I mean, you could go down the list of the unintended consequences that may have then ensued from that particular milk in the cow sort of scenario. And that's the impression that I've always had. I think Doty's appearance on the show, in my mind, gave a little ammunition to that perhaps they felt once that they really determined that he wasn't a security risk, that we weren't dealing with something that had to do with Soviet counter-espionage, that it wasn't something that was, you know, of a real serious national security interest, they just started having fun with it, much to the chagrin of the Benowitz family, I must say.
Well, and that's the problem that one of the things that I look at and I see, again, going back to 1980, sounding like a broken record again, but we're looking at some severe assets involved if we are to take Doty at his word. And I am of the opinion that when you want to find the right answer to a problem on the internet, you post the wrong answer. In other words, this is what I'm exercising in is what is called reductio ad absurdum. It's essentially, I'm going to take everything that was stated as if it were fact, and I'm going to show, here are the implications. If we do that, and we look at this case, and we start to see it, that's when the paradoxes start to emerge. Then what happens? A person who works in counterintelligence is probably going to start yelling, choking up, interrupting, and getting mad and frustrated. I won't say that from my point of view, it's real easy to look at somebody. I know you guys have been, unjustly criticized for whatever. Oh, you were being rude to this guest or that guest. But I can tell when somebody's getting upset about something and when somebody's hitting somebody in a soft spot, you know, when you've uncovered something. And that's kind of what I heard it's toward the end. I mean, you know, he came out, it's like, I want to clear the air and I want to make sense. I want to explain to you what actually happened, you know, because nobody else got it right except for Kevin Hastings. Well, I thought that was a very interesting comment. You know, UFOs and nukes, that's really, really amazing. You know what? Everybody else thinks it's amazing. I think it's amazing too. UFOs and nukes.
I think Doty's problem with UFOs and nukes is not the book, which you said we liked.
It's Robert Hastings.
You know, Robert Hastings can be kind of a crotchety kind of guy. And the reason I say that is because he will never come back to the Paracast. And I think at one point he was involved in some kind of conflict with someone. And that person was egging him on in the forums or something. So he's pretty much given up on us.
Where did he go for his retirement? Where did he move to retire? San Luis Valley.
Well, there you go. You've got another person you can go mount a something on the pole. We'll get a gamma ray burst detector up there, Chris.
I've already talked to him, but unfortunately he doesn't have the robust internet connection that we would need.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the limit. I mean, you were talking about some like T2 connection, like in one of the last episodes. You're like, yeah, we got a T2 connection out there. That must be a lot.
The first camera is slated to go up on the tower of one of the ISP operators, AmigoNet, there in the valley. And one of his towers is going to be in north of Monta Vista, will be where the first camera is going to be mounted. And that does have a fiber optic connection.
Going back to the original thing that I was talking about with the assets involved in the Air Force Operation Special Investigations, their goal, and spoiler alert, I guess what I'm saying is that in the end, I thought, well, if I was to actually want to discredit something, probably the ETH would be what I would be my target. and not so much covering up something else.
Got more to come with Michael, Gene, Randall, Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
This has been fascinating, by the way. Guys, thank you for letting me visit with you all and talk with you about this.
Okay, the check. You owe us a check now for coming on.
What's that?
You owe us the check for coming on.
Oh, I do. Oh.
And it can't bounce, by the way, because Alexa will come to your home and scream at you.
Wait, what's a check?
You know, I wonder anymore because we live in a society that's so cashless. You know, you say, can I pay with cash? And I look at you.
Yeah, I got it. It's loaded in this little RFID chip on my little card. I'm going to hand it to you, and it's going to pull the, you know, imaginary money out of one bank and put it into another bank.
Okay, you ready for this? Speaking of technology, a Bank of America analyst says Apple plans to launch a foldable iPhone by 2020.
Oh, well, I've heard about bendables, you know, like interactive screens that are flexible. I think, Samsung was working on something like that for a while.
Well, they have OLED screens that can be folded up.
Wow.
You have a billfold, and you have a place to put your credit cards. And then you open it up, and there's your iPhone.
Easier to lose now. You'll drop it with your credit card, or somebody will come along and scan it with an RFID thing.
They can't do that with an iPhone. The security on an iPhone is amazing. That's one thing. Let's progress into the world of the amazing paranormal world of Rick Doty. At the end of the day, because we're running out of time here and you have to run soon, at the end of the day, how much of what he said on the Paracast can you, Michael Allen, believe?
That's a very, very, very difficult question to answer, because I'm still in the middle of analyzing it. Right now, I'm just going to accept the whole thing as being gospel truth according to what he thinks. And then I'm going to work out the logical, the things that corroborate and that make sense, and try to weed out the signal and the noise. And then, by the way, I think that's the biggest task of all. And I wonder if that's the intention. So, you know, each time he comes on, you've got, you know, you'll have a lot of people like me and a lot of analysts who will pore over the statements made and try to correlate or corroborate it. But I would say probably 80% of it is bunk. If you were to put me, you know, put my feet to the fire, so to speak, I would say about 80% of it. And I'm not even sure about the remaining 20% if it's something that would necessarily fall into the bucket of what people would consider to be paranormal.
I wonder which 80%, though.
Yeah, again, holding my feet to the fire, the statements made about the protection and the counterintelligence around assets at a base, I don't think that makes any sense. I think a lot of that seems to be embellished or just, you know, accreted, you know, stuff that's come out. That people have already read about. He referenced a lot of things that, for the most part, were open source materials. I mean, he used to use the term open source. So I'll use the term open source.
Okay, so, Michael. Because I was trying to interrupt and totally disagree with what he was saying.
Well, that's good. Let Chris continue because I want to hear what he's having to say.
I need to hear what...
What you're disagreeing with? Okay.
Well, I need to hear, you know, we need some sort of a segue. Gene, can you rewind a little bit?
It's kind of like I found it all on the internet. We had a guest like that one time. Remember, Chris, we had somebody, we talked to him, and he said, oh, I found it all on the internet. I found it all on the internet.
Well, and you know, I Michael, you know, with respect, I do disagree. I think any counterintelligence agent, someone who's involved in the dissemination of disinformation, is going to wrap the truth around lies, of course, but you have to have a lot of truth. So, you know, I would say that if you wanted to break it up into percentages, I would say 60, 70% of what he was saying was true, and 25, 30, 40, maybe 40%. Of what he was saying was disinformation, was not true. Some of the things that I didn't really, it never even entered my mind to take seriously was his whole idea of a survivor at Roswell being taken to Los Alamos, befriending his abductors and phoning home, and the alien rescue party came and were given the wrong coordinates, and they were the cause of the Socorro incident. I mean, if anybody believes that, then Gene has a bridge that goes from Brooklyn to Lower Manhattan that he would like to sell you. And some other things that
a bridge to nowhere.
Well, no, it's a bridge to Brooklyn, but...
Wait, when you go on it, you think you've gone to nowhere.
Well, or it could be the Triborough Bridge to Queens, or maybe the Whitestone. Anyway...
Okay. Well, here's a question, maybe for both of you guys and like and our audience. Okay, so if it's disinformation, and his original intent in becoming involved in all this in the first place was to disinform the ufology community about UFOs, then it seems counterintuitive to be telling stories that he was briefed into the reality of them. So it doesn't seem like his purpose is to dissuade the public that they exist. It's more like, yes, they do exist. So what exactly is it that the disinformation is about? Protecting national secrets or what?
It's a deflection. Him stating that Roswell was actually two crash sites, that we recovered alien bodies, he's disinforming the public by allowing them to get more information to in some way, shape, or form to legitimize in their own mind the pop cultural belief system that has grown up around this subject, that yes, there was a crash at Roswell. Yes, there were alien bodies. Basically, he's supplying, in a disinformation form, he's supplying validation to the pop culture narrative, which is disinformation at its heart, as far as I'm concerned.
Like for desensitization of the public, so that we can more readily accept the reality of alien visitation.
That's one possible agenda. Another possible agenda is to take anything that may shine some sort of light of revelation about our aerial capabilities. Let's say for psychotronic weapons platforms, aerial platforms for exotic aerial technology, anything like that. They would try to hide, and this plausible deniability thing of aliens and ET craft and stuff is a great cover. We saw the CIA try to do this in the late 90s, saying that, well, obviously, every airline pilot that saw a UFO in the 50s and 60s was watching the SR-71 Blackbird or the U-2 spy plane above them. That can account for some sightings, sure. If you're flying at 40,000 feet in the 707 and you see something flying above you, you're going to think that's kind of strange, right? But that doesn't even come close to explaining thousands and thousands of phenomenal aerial.
Let's break it here. We have more to come. With Gene, Chris, Randall, Michael, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Final segments of the PowerCast with Gene, Chris, Randall, Michael Allen, new visitor to the show. He may have to leave soon, though, so let's get all we can out of him before he decides he has to vacate stage left, shall we?
Yeah, Mike, okay, so what do you think of that then? I mean, if there's an agenda here, it doesn't seem like it's to cover up the existence of alien visitation or that they have some kind of exotic technology because he's revealing both. So,
well, yeah, and that's the problem. You know, if you were to consider it, you know, just take a look at it from the point of view of I'm protecting an asset, and that asset is the secrecy of American-based technology, then this is the worst possible way to cover it up. And in other words, you're going to get all kinds of people going out and studying and looking at it. You got a UFO buffs. I mean, it's 1980, for Christ's sake. I mean, you're going to have people who are going to go, wait, there's something going on over at Kirkland, let's go look at it. And if you're going to try to cover up covert operations, that's the worst possible thing you could do. Now, as far as the other possibility, I know I have to think about it. You know, is it to try to cover up ETH? Again, I think there are a lot of people that are already convinced. And I'm not certain that that's really – that doesn't make sense as a counterintelligence goal. Although maybe from a point of view of trying to discredit the whole field in general and get people off the backs, maybe. But I don't know.
He was saying that he was briefed in a room with a number of other people and shown films of the Roswell crash.
Yeah.
I mean, he's telling us that. He's telling us that the OSI had 122 agents assigned to investigate UFO reports. So if that's the case, he's he's basically telling us that the government knows about this, has known about it, and has actively investigated it for a number of years. So he's certainly not trying to cover up alien visitation with, oh, it was only some sort of technology that we had. And at the same time, he's saying, well, that they did use the idea of UFOs to cover up technology. So in neither case are we getting any sort of disinformation or,
well, or the third, or there's another option.
Or deflection.
Right. There's also the possibility that, you know, when you, like Walter Bosley said, you got to start out with a nugget of truth so that people will believe you and buy into your story, buy into your background. You got to start with a big nugget, I think is what he said. And, you know, and so maybe the whole point is not so much of, hey, I'm revealing this. The fact that he's doing this, and I know this is a stretch, and I'm sorry, but it sounds like, well, you know, go out here. I'll pretend to be the colonel. You know, go out there and just, here's a bunch of stuff we think is probably true. Here's a bunch of stuff that's hooey and everybody else is debunked. Just go spew it out into the public forum and get it all out there. And people are going to see holes in it, and they're going to gravitate away from this field altogether. Now, I can't for the life of me understand why they would do that, except to keep people from snooping around Air Force bases and looking at U.S. assets, or maybe like in the 1950s with the, you know, conclusion of the Robertson panel, the CIA panel, the main concern was to keep people from clogging the channels of communication. Well, we don't have that problem anymore because we have many channels of communication. So there's no worries about Soviet spies coming in and, you know, infiltrating UFO groups and creating a ruckus and causing the national security state communication lines to be clogged with noise so that they could attack. So I really think it's an open question, Randall. I don't claim to have all the answers. Obviously I've picked out a couple of things that just don't make sense. And, you know, I'm hoping that somehow maybe this will start a discussion along that route. So.
I wonder, though, when you mention Russian spies as such, and I'm not, of course, talking about something like that show that was on TV, I remember how many years ago, that show called The Americans about Soviet spies here in the 1980s, when we had a particularly large amount of paranoia. And you look at what Doty was doing, which related also to possible Russian spies, and you wonder how much of the UFO investigation was really more oriented towards the Cold War than anything else. And that takes us back to things like the Rosetta Deception from James Carrion, and he was going to do a Roswell Deception that never seems to have ever appeared. And it was about the ghost rockets in the World War II being some kind of smoke screen to deal with the Russians and spook them. And you wonder, over the years, in terms of UFOs and alleged UFO sightings, how much of that related to the Cold War and pulling some stuff?
Let me go ahead and kind of chime in here. I think back in the early 80s, all through the 80s into the early 90s, I think that that was a real major concern by the government. And I think, you know, I'm not going to try to put a percentage of counterintelligence activity related to counterespionage with the Soviets. I'm not going to, you know, try to put a number on that, but I would say a sizable percentage of operations were really concerned with that. I think now that we're post Glasnost and Yeltsin and Gorbachev and the breakdown of the whole Soviet Union into its constituent parts, I think it's much less important. I think maybe in the last few years it's become a little bit, it's maybe ratcheted up intensity a little bit in the Putin years. But I think for the most part, what we're seeing with the Benowitz case is a classic example of, and Gene, you brought it up, of being worried about how much the Soviets know. Are they involved in this? Are they monitoring us, monitoring them? I think all this, it makes perfect sense to me. But getting back to the whole idea of Doty and disinformation, I don't know who's like puking on themselves, but stop.
Okay, by the way, don't say things like that. Don't say the P word, because people are having their dinners. They're having their lunches.
Well,
maybe they're drinking their coffee in the car and they're going to spit it out.
Hold on, Gene. Gene, everybody having a good dinner? That's all I should
know. I think that's, you know, it sounded like that's what was happening. Anyway, you know, if we're looking at this whole thing about how do we determine, you know, where he's being truthful and where he's not, where is the real information, where is the disinformation? Anytime he reveals anything about manners, methods of gathering intelligence, numbers of operations, numbers of agents, that's disinformation, okay? He is not allowed to talk about how they do things and how many people are involved or how many projects are involved. So when he says 122 agents, I absolutely immediately don't believe him.
Good point.
Anytime he puts a number on it, anytime he puts dates on something, anytime he defines anything, that's disinformation.
Well, let's think about this, Chris. There are far, far less, extraordinary events that are still classified. You know, and so if you were to think about from the point of view of classification, you know, this would be one of those things that I wouldn't want to talk about because it's, you know, sources and methods, even 25, 30 years, 40 years after the fact, I guarantee you we're still thinking of ways that we can blind or shut down our enemies' assets, especially the ones up in orbit. And so it just seems, you know, and again, I'm coming at this from the point of view of a person who studies security and trying to protect assets in the digital world. So in the human world, maybe not so easy, you know, cut and dry. I mean, even in the computer world, it's not cut and dry. It's very difficult. It's extremely difficult. But I think I agree with you on that, with the point, with the things where he starts talking about numbers, where he starts talking about specifics. And about things, you know, protecting the nation's nuclear assets. I think those are things that should make us pause.
Let's pause. That refreshes here with Gene, Chris, Michael, and Randall. Final segment for real this time. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
It's come down to this, whatever this is. We're going to pursue it over and over again until we get it right. I interrupted you, Michael, didn't I?
No, you're fine. In fact, I'm at the, like, literally, if you give me, I've got to make it to my appointment. And this is one of those doctors that gets mad when you miss appointments. So I'm totally okay with you interrupting me, and it's fine. I've enjoyed this discussion.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on. Nobody else was willing to pony up and put their mouth where their theories and analysis lie. So we really appreciate you being on, and you're welcome back anytime. We'll coach you on how to possibly. I'll talk to you about this later, but...
Oh, I could use some coaching, definitely.
Yeah, a little bit of coaching here and there. And, of course, if you have any ideas to coach me, I'm sure Gene will help you in spanking me and whatever I'm doing wrong.
I enjoy spanking Chris all the time. The problem is he's too far away. So I have to do it virtually through the screen. I take my hand and reach into the screen, grab him by the neck.
Yeah.
Or is that really saying open the window and scream at the top of your lungs, I'm mad as hell and I cannot take it anymore?
Called the dope slap. It's where you go up and you knock somebody on the back of their head. I've had that many times.
That sounds like the NCIS dope slap. Ever see the TV show NCIS? He's always giving somebody a slap in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Well, I understand now that half the actors left the show because they're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and also they had serious mental conditions because their brains turned to sawdust.
Yes.
In fact, I'm going to start that rumor on one of the supermarket tabloids that everybody from NCIS, the people who leave the show, the reason they leave that show is because they're suffering from brain injuries because they're being slapped on the back of the head. Michael, I think you're about ready to bail out and go to a dentist or something and do something less painful.
Yeah, to say the least. I'm sorry, guys. I got to run. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on the show. You know, I've enjoyed the discussion and sticking my neck out and all that kind of stuff. So
we'll see you in the forums.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
We have Randall. We have Gene. We have Chris. I liked the assessment that Michael left here, that Doty's patter was about 80% disinformation, 20% actual information.
I disagree. I disagree with that.
What is your assessment, Mr. O'Brien?
I think a lot more was on the money, simply because we know a lot more about the case, and he can't disinform us on things that are already accepted as being
part of the public record. I think Greg did a great job. Others have done great jobs over the years establishing certain facts. All those facts have to relate to a positive percentage. You know, maybe 60% is real, 70% is real, and 30% is not. I think there's a lot more. Normally you would think, you know, 20% is real and 80% is not, or 25% is real, 75% is not. I think we have to put that equation way up from there, and I think it's almost the exact opposite. I think we're dealing with 70%, 80% is real, you know, to a certain extent, and then it's the real out-and-out disinformation, the stuff that is patently untrue, is a much smaller percentage, 25-30% maybe.
But then again, like, this takes us back to the question I was just asking in the previous segment. Like, when he states specific numbers and that he was there and did this at that time, like the films and the number of agents and so on, if you're going to presume that that is disinformation, then what purpose does that disinformation serve?
Just to support the pop culture narrative that ETs are here, the government knows, they're in league with them, they've captured and back-engineered technology, captured aliens, all that stuff is subterfuge.
According to the most of us out here, we figure that they have got this secret information, and they're not letting us know it. So it completely goes counter to that agenda. So, like, what would be the point of tell us something that they're trying to cover up?
It's not that. What they're trying to do is they're trying to, like, stick their chests out and be the silverback gorilla and say, I'm in charge here. I know everything. I have all the information. You don't know diddly. I know and you don't. So deal with it. It's the U.S. government saying, I'm in control of this situation when it appears, at least to this particular researcher, that they don't have a clue. And the less they know and the less that they're in charge, the more paranoid they get and the more they beat their chest and say, we are in charge. So that's the agenda. It's covering up the fact that they don't know diddly.
I think they have to know a lot more than civilians. How about this for an idea? Let's suppose that if it's some sort of counterintelligence, say, to give the Russians some sort of an impression about what we're doing, that having them know that there are 122 agents in various countries looking out for highly exotic aircraft and investigating reports of highly exotic sightings of some sort of aircraft might make them think, well, holy smokes, they've got all these agents out there looking for UFOs. Well, you know, they could make, you know, how do we know they're not looking for our aircraft?
Right.
So maybe they're trying to send a message that way, saying, we're looking, so you better be careful.
The message isn't, oh, my God, they're sending out 122 agents around the world. The message is, could that be 1,022?
Good point.
Could it be 22?
Good point. Either way, the Russians are going to be going, well, they're investigating these strange anomalous objects that could very well be one of our highly exotic aircraft. So, you know, they've got trained people doing that.
Here's another analogy. You're an MMA fighter. You're in the center of the octagon. How are you going to keep the judges thinking that you're being aggressive and you're in command of the octagon? You're going to keep your opponent on their heels. They're going to constantly be reacting to you and being kind of backpedaling. That's the classic sort of goal of counterintelligence, is to always keep your adversary moving backwards and reacting to what you're doing. So,
if you look at
intelligence gathering and counterintelligence to intelligence gathering as an MMA fight, it's who's in control of the fight and how aggressive are they being to keep their opponent on their heels. And the more you can keep your opponent on their heels, the more you are in control of the situation.
Very true. Yeah, good point. And if the word UFO is an allusion to exotic aircraft, right? If it's a euphemism, if he's not really saying, what he's really saying is, I was trained. I saw films of crashed foreign aircraft recovery operations. We have agents all around the world checking this stuff out. So if you guys think we're not looking, well, guess again, we are.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very good analogy.
What a show this has been. It's a lot of fun. And you can see when you bring in someone like a Rick Doty, what a bunch of things can come across. And I don't want to say what the bunch of things are because it'll be crazy. Oh, by the way, I looked up when Robert M. Collins was on the Paracast. He was on twice. He was on with Paul Smith on September 17th, 2006. It's available from our archives. He was on with Lauren Coleman and George Knapp separately on October 8th, 2006.
He hasn't been on when I've been on.
Well, I know that, but we can always change that. Chris, how's the blog coming? Have you started bringing it up to date again?
Yeah, actually, I'm working on something right now, and I'm also working on an incredible website that is going to have some pretty nice stuff. It's a commercial website with lots of collectibles, fossils, art, and other things that I think will interest at least some of our listeners. So
we'll present that information as soon as you have it up, and I'll make sure to criticize it and completely update it. Randall, tell our listeners very quickly, because we have to go, where to find your stuff.
I'm at ufopages.com. That's Ufology Society International website, and free membership for life. No dues ever.
Join the Paracast Plus. Get the network ad-free version of this show with better quality audio. I think someone's having a breathing problem. They're basically suffering from post-traumatic.
They're trying to be the Madison Square Garden cheering.
Paracast Plus gives you the ad-free version of the show with better quality audio. We also give you the After the Paracast podcast, where people will be making all sorts of comments when they see what we do this week, because we have no idea. To learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. You're in
the Paracast.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.